Hospitals are the focus of another political battle, specifically whether those that don't pay taxes are doing enough to care for the uninsured. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Not-for-profit hospitals have been under the gun in Congress since several investigations showed they were charging those without insurance far more than those who have coverage. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas said these days it's hard to tell hospitals that are nonprofit and don't pay taxes from those that are for-profit and do.
Here are two institutions structured fundamentally differently in the tax code, carrying out virtually identical duties, responsibilities, and functions as a hospital.
The hospital industry says that while nonprofit and for-profit hospitals do resemble each other on the inside, nonprofit institutions do more for their community in exchange for their tax-preferred status. Carmela Coyle is a senior vice president for the American Hospital Association.
Very often you'll have hospitals who locate in areas that might not otherwise be profitable or of interest to a for-profit hospital, as an example, and are there doing things for that community like providing emergency care, burn care, trauma care.
In other words, services that usually lose money. Analysts also disagree on the best way to address the hospital payment problem. Harvard Business School professor Regina Hertzlinger testified that a big piece of the problem is that hospitals won't tell and often don't know what they charge for a particular service.
In fact, getting the price of a hospital procedure is akin to getting the battle plan for Iraq. It's very difficult right now.
But Paul Ginsberg of the Center for Studying Health System Change says that making hospital prices public, as Hertzlinger supports, might prompt hospitals to stop giving existing discounts to the health plans that cover most people.
I'm concerned that disclosure of negotiated prices will lead to higher prices.
The House Ways and Means investigation is one of three now underway on Capitol Hill about hospital pricing practices. Hospitals are also in trouble on another front. Trial lawyers yesterday added to a list of class action lawsuits filed over the past week, alleging that hospitals are overstating how much charity care they provide and overcharging those without health insurance. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.